WABF, it is now 8:22, 67 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
She brought a sweet dog named Ducky, and my phone pictures just didn't turn out that good. We both have that theory. When you have an older phone, they're going to make it malfunction to make you buy a new one.
Yep.
So instead of, you can see a picture of Ducky on our Facebook page, WABF1480, but we took a better picture with your phone, and it will be on the Humane Society's page, and then we will share it.
Yep. But
the first thing I noticed about Ducky, who appears to be a terrier, maybe Jack Russell mix, senior, a little bit overweight, but she is came straight to me, was excited to see me, and very alert. She like watched me to see where I was going and should she follow me. Very sharp, loving dog. Very open, you know. Tell us about Ducky, what you know. I'm just going by what I've just observed.
Sure. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Ducky has personality in spades. She's very, very sweet. She kind of came to us in a traumatic way. Her owner passed away, and it was very upsetting for her. But when she came to our adoption center, she was so sweet and friendly, loves all the staff. She loves all the dogs and cats and kids. I mean, she's like a plug-in dog. She's going to love no matter where she goes.
Isn't that sweet?
She's so sure loves to walk.
She's missing her mama.
I'm sure she is missing
her mama. But instead of being depressed about it, hey, baby. Oh, wait a minute. I think she might be stuck. Come here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hang on. Hey, wait a minute. When the critters run around in the studio, sometimes they get stuck. Come this way, baby.
She is a little curious.
Yeah, she got a little stuck.
Uh-oh, Ducky, well.
She acts like she wants to get in my lap.
She probably does. She's a little chunky, so she's on a little bit of a weight loss journey. She probably needs to lose about 3 or 4 pounds to be at her optimal healthy weight, but she's doing great. I mean, she's very active. She's 10 years old, but healthy as a horse, loves to play. I mean, spunky.
Yeah, she is quite sweet, and I love, like you said, the plug-in dog. I mean, she's not going to have problems with anybody in the family.
No.
And it's just that unconditional love that animals give, especially after what she's been through, losing her person. And how long has she been with Humane Society now?
Actually, not that long. I think we've had her maybe 5 or 6 days, not even a full week. So not too long. And yeah, she's the kind of dog, if you want to take a dog to the park, if you want to travel, if you want to sit on the couch, she kind of just wants to be with you. So if you want to go out and have an adventure with her, she's up for it.
She's also an automatic vacuum cleaner.
Oh, is she eating?
Yeah, she's going around the floors making sure there's no crumbs from anything that Mark and I might eat in here.
Well, she's one of the ones in the kennel that we have to put on her little kennel card, no extra treats, because she'll act, when anybody comes in, she'll act like she hasn't gotten a treat for the day. She has. So.
She has a permanent smile on her face. Yeah. I mean, when you see her and the pictures, she has a permanent smile on her face.
Yep.
You got to love the resilience of that and that unconditional love. How do we go about adopting Ducky? And she knows her name.
You said it
was Lucky, but you had too many Luckies.
Yeah, so we changed it to Lucky Ducky. And yeah, she knows her name for sure. If you're interested in adopting her, you can go to our website at baldwinhumane.org and fill out an application to adopt her. You can come meet her at the facility. If she's still available, she'll also be with us. We're going to be at the Fairhope Chili Cook-Off. So we will be there from 11:30 to 2. So we're going to have all of our adoptable dogs with us that day.
Oh, good. Well, we'll see you there. That's February 12th at the Halstead Amphitheater Green Space there, downtown Fairhope at the Coastal Alabama Community College.
Yeah. But hopefully she'll already be adopted by then. So fingers crossed.
I hope so. In fact, I know some people looking, and I'm going to have to put a bug in their ear about this one now.
So please do.
Okay, and what else is happening with the Humane Society? Everybody listening, if you can, go to baldwinhumane.org, baldwinhumane.org.
Yeah, and this is not yet on the website. We're kind of waiting till we get a little closer, but we're doing our $25 cat spay neuter vouchers on February the 22nd. They'll go on sale. Those are our vouchers to get your cat spayed for $25.
Okay.
Sorry, Ducky's talking about something.
All of the dogs love our windows that go to the floor, and they can see out. And today they can see the construction crew walking around and maybe someone else walking their dog, then maybe that's what she wants to talk to.
Maybe so.
The vouchers, yes. Sorry.
Yes, they go on sale Tuesday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. Via phone and the website. So we're going to try not to do any in-person voucher sales since we're kind of limited in staff, but we're going to sell 1,000 of those until they sell out. We predict they'll sell out in about 48 hours, so if you want one, call or go on the website that day.
Okay.
So they don't sell out.
Yes, and the date again is February...
22nd.
22nd.
Tuesday, okay. 10 a.m.
Very good.
Yeah.
What does she see something out the window and she's whining, she wants to go?
I think she does. She's being very good and laying at my feet, but I think she wants. Oh, what's that? Do you have something to say?
She's so cute. Tell us about it.
What is it, baby girl? What is it? Tell us about it. Talk to me. Come on. What is it?
You got somewhere to be?
She is so cute. I don't know how you don't have 100 animals.
It's very difficult.
I want to take home every single one you bring to us for sure.
You're so sweet. I know. So, anywho, besides that, we're gearing up later in the month. I don't know if we've talked about it before. We started doing a lot of transports.
Yeah, you did talk about that.
We have 22 cats scheduled for transport next week. My goodness, I'm trying to have a conversation.
But Mom, I want all the attention.
I can see that. I know, how funny. She's so funny. So that's a big thing we're gearing up for. If anybody ever is interested in getting involved, that's a cool way to get involved, helping us with transports. Whether you help us foster until an animal can go on transport or help us with the fees or anything like that. That's kind of a really exciting thing we've been doing.
You were mentioning last time that... And I saw an article on the TV news recently about this. Mm-hmm. Is it because people in the North spay and neuter more? There's fewer spare animals or stray animals. There's fewer adoptions available up North.
Essentially, yeah. If you go to places like Seattle and New York and Pennsylvania, they do not have cats and dogs to be adopted.
Is it because they have laws?
Stricter spay-neuter laws. Also, their winters, we have our breeding cycle is all year round.
Right.
They don't really breed during the late fall and winter, so there's not as many litters. But yeah, you're right. It's mostly spay-neuter laws that limit the number. But when we send our animals on planes and trains and cars, and they have adopters waiting for them when they get off of the vehicle.
Isn't that amazing? Well, I'm glad that's an outlet that we can use.
Yeah.
But the South needs to strive to be like the North in that manner, mm-hmm. if not the only one.
So, absolutely.
But you also have vouchers available, other than the $25 spring kitten vouchers coming up.
Ducky wants to talk about it. So year-round, you can always get vouchers on our website to have your cat or dog spayed or neutered. For cats, our year-round cost is $50 for boys and $60 for girls. And for dogs, it's $80 for boys and $90 for girls. And most of the vets in the county participate, so you can get your dog or cat spayed or neutered for a much lower cost. Because it usually can be like $200 or so.
Right.
Yeah.
If you need the anesthesia and some other services, those are extra.
Yes, okay. Correct.
All right. Well, I am looking at baldwinhumane.org, and there you can learn all about adopting, surrendering, volunteering, and Uptail Resale. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Uptail Resale Shop a minute.
Absolutely. Well, our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Uptail Resale Shop. We're open every second Saturday of the month. And I say it every time I come, but if you have not come to visit, you should, because we have different new stuff every week.
Wow, look. Yes. Beautiful stuff.
Yep. It's really wonderful. And the manager and volunteers do such a good job laying it all out in a nice way so you can see it. And there's always some kind of great sale going on. So I encourage you, everybody, to come check it out.
Furniture, home decor. Core jewelry, mm-hmm. picture frames, dishes, sofas, purses, glassware, pet clothes, because you normally don't have clothes for people, but it's anything pet accessories or pet clothing you do.
Yep.
$2 each.
Some
for a costume
stuff.
Or a sweater for your animal. Wow.
Pretty cute stuff. And if Books. You have something you want to donate, we'll pick up.
Oh, good. Y'all mm-hmm. can pick up. So they call... The Humane, uh-huh. the Uptail Resale.
Uh-huh, 928-8020.
Okay, 928-8020. All right, well, I sure hope this finds Ducky a new home quickly. What a sweet, sweet dog. I have two, and it's what is your experience when you introduced a newcomer to two that have been old time pals? Because I think she would love them. They might resent her, at least initially. How does that work usually?
We always tell people, do it somewhere as neutral as you can, and give them time. I think a lot of people want it just to click right away, and that doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
So give them time. Make sure they each have their own space to get away from each other, and then just take your time.
Okay.
And let them work it out.
Meanwhile, you still would prefer folks make an appointment instead of walk in.
Correct. You can always come to our adoption center and speak to a staff member, but just to make sure our adoption staff is available for you, it's better to schedule it ahead of time.
And that number is 928-4585 or baldwinhumane.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We appreciate Abby Pruitt, director of the Humane Society, Baldwin Humane Society, and Ducky. There you are. She's right here. Bye-bye, baby. What a sweet girl. She is available for adoption along with other. And that is the happiest. Oh, she smiles all the time.
She's so happy.
She's the best morning ever.
You are just a ray of sunshine. Somebody come get this dog. All righty. It is 8:33. And 67 degrees. Let me squeeze in a short song. And when we come back, we'll take a look at news and traffic and weather. Stay tuned, WABF. Good morning.